So, unbelievable. The first documented case of single port robotic mitral valve repair. It sounds incredibly futuristic.
It does.
And when you look at how far we've come in medical advances, this is yet another example of what we are going to be seeing in the future, what will be more prevalent, and how it's going to change surgeries. It's how it's going to change the invasiveness
and robots
of surgery.
Are so involved with all types of surgery now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Let's talk to Dr. Rakesh Suri, the Regional Director of Cardiac Surgery for Robotics and Innovation at Corewell Health. Doctor, good morning. It's great to have you.
Good morning, gentlemen. A pleasure to be here.
So you performed this surgery, this valve repair. I want to know a little bit, before we get to how things went, I want to know, leading up to that procedure, what went into it? How many years of research and development and testing and trials did you go through in order to get to that point?
Well, 21 years to be exact.
Oh, that's it.
Wow.
Wow.
And you know, doctor, many people still picture open heart surgery as, like, you know, cracking open the chest, spending weeks or maybe months in recovery, you know, and recovering. How different is this procedure from what most people imagine?
So that's a really important point. Most people come to me and are afraid, even though they are aware of the fact that they have a life-threatening problem in their chest. They say, I know I'm going to die, doctor, but I don't want my chest split. And that's really not the case in 2026. Specifically, what we're talking about here, we can perform a life-saving, almost a total reconstruction of the heart valve or many other problems in the heart without ever opening the chest. So the heart surgery we're talking about has no comparison, no relevance to the heart surgery of 10 or 20 years ago. It's completely different. It's the least invasive surgery we've ever seen in medicine.
And so before you did the surgery, what is the practice like? Because we've seen doctors practicing sutures or different ways of controlling the equipment in the operating room. How do you perform those practice runs before you get to where you were?
Well, listen, we're only good at things we do often. And we live, eat, breathe, and sleep this type of surgery. In particular, we're talking about a valve in the heart called the mitral valve. Why is that important? 3 to 5% of all of the audience out there has this condition. Mm. But a couple problems. Many don't know they have it, meaning they know a relative who may have died from it. They may have been told they have a heart murmur. They need to come for advanced diagnostics. Once they come for those diagnostics, we can then design a precision surgical operation to help them address that, and that then conveys lifelong benefits. So how do we practice? We do this every day. We do it night and day, around the clock. We've been doing this for 21 years. We've published, we've taught this, and really this is like as simple as, for us, driving a car to the hospital. And that's why, as a patient, you want to go to someone with experience and decades of outcomes.
And, you know, this was a single-port robotic surgery. I mean, you could have continued doing the traditional robotic procedure that uses 5 ports. What motivated you to say, you know, can we make this even less invasive?
We're in this for our patients. When we go into medicine, when we build teams like we are at Corewell Health, our singular goal is putting the patient first and doing better for our patients, the families, and the community we serve each day. And that is completely aligned with our mission. Having a patient undergo life-saving surgery through 2 small cuts versus 5 is a game changer. There's less bleeding, there's less pain, there's less recovery. And in the patient we're talking about here today, he was able to return home on the 3rd day and help his family lift and start generators with the Michigan-wide power outage that occurred over July 4th weekend. It's truly remarkable. And for all patients out there who are thinking, I can't have my heart fixed because I can't drop my responsibilities in life, we don't need to worry about that anymore. Mm. Having a single-port robotic procedure, or even a multi-port if necessary, will allow you to have life-saving, life-changing surgery and get back to the activities that you need to do and love.
Yeah, and this first patient, Patrick O'Brien of Royal Oak, 60 years old, not old,
no.
But as you do get older, these surgeries can become a little more strenuous on your body, and you might not react the way you would when you were a bit younger. He said he was up and back to work in a week. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing, this type of surgery, how less invasive it is than previous surgeries and surgical operations. But the fact that you can actually do this successfully, it has to feel like you are on a completely new trajectory now.
Absolutely. So the message for the audience and the public, because that's what we're here for, is to say, listen, if you know you have heart disease, come get an advanced diagnostic workup. Number two, don't be afraid. There are new options that we're creating literally daily that can save your heart and get you back to the life that you love. Number three, everybody's worried about longevity. This is the ultimate longevity fix. Fixing your heart will make you live longer and feel better. And look, gentlemen, that's what we all want, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And is this procedure available to everyone with a leaking mitral valve, or are there certain patients who are, you know, better candidates than others?
Well, in medicine, we say we never say always and we never say never, meaning it depends. Every patient is different. Again, going back to advanced diagnostics, we now have a painless, quick scan, whole body scan at Corewell Health that our imaging experts have developed called CT angiogram with 3D gated reconstruction. That's a lot of words. That's just to say that once you're aware of the fact that you may have a heart condition, please contact us. We'll get you through this scanner. We'll know in minutes what you have wrong and whether you're a candidate for single port robotics surgery, multi-port robotic surgery, or some other type of procedure like a transcatheter valve repair or a traditional sternotomy. Every patient is different. And what we do in cardiovascular medicine and surgery now is we tailor the therapy to the patient. So in other words, these are precision therapies that bestow long-term longevity benefits.
So this is a minimally invasive heart surgery. When you start getting into maybe more heavy heart surgeries, open heart surgery, things like that, how much closer does this type of breakthrough then take us to, well, we could be getting even closer to less invasive major heart surgeries?
Well, we're going to continue to innovate. This is our first procedure. We actually have been practicing five other heart procedures utilizing the single port robot. Just like we've done with this one, we spend hundreds of hours practicing as a team. It's not only the surgeon, it's the anesthesiologists and the nurses and the nurse practitioners and the pump techs and everybody, including hospital administrators who come together, allocate the resources, practice together night and day, and then when we're ready, we will launch the procedure. So we've launched single port robotic mitral valve repair. We have several other patients already waiting to have this procedure done, and we've got them scheduled just as quickly as we can to get them through, get their lives saved, and get them back to normal activities. Next on the horizon is aortic valve replacement, tricuspid valve repair, atrial septal defect closure, removal of the muscle, septal myectomy, and even coronary artery bypass surgery. So that's a lot. But just to say to the public, we're here for you. This is scary. We're here to make it simple, easy, and to provide you with literally the latest innovations as they are invented. And we're doing that relentlessly here at Corewell Health.
Well, we're so happy that your patient, Patrick O'Brien, is feeling well. We're so thrilled that this type of innovation is happening at Corewell Health. Thank you for your time, Dr. Rakeshuri. We appreciate it. Congratulations, and we'll talk again soon, we hope.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for the hard work you do in getting this message out. It's really appreciated.
Certainly.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very cool.
Oh, man.
Coming up on the other side, Steve Yzerman is out as general manager. Who steps in next? We talk to Helene St. James on JR Morning.